Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dope Town 3000, the premier freestyle hip-hop, improv comedy, storytelling, hybrid podcast. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora motherfucking Become Gaga.
Hey.
I'm Greg Smith. Hello. And we are joined by an incredible guest. He's an actor, comedian, musician. You can see him all over the place at UCB in LA. You can listen to his brand new podcast, a deep dive into one of the cheesiest, funniest, most entertaining properties ever made. It's called Baywatch Watch. Here he is. It's Zach Olson.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going, everyone?
Good. It's going well.
How are you?
Great. I'm doing great, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah.
I could tell you like really thought about that.
Yeah. I actually had that written down.
Yeah, like on the way over.
And then I was like, I don't need the paper. I'm gonna memorize that line.
It seemed like it was off the cuff.
It was, yeah. So
I natural. Do have the script. You were a little off. It's yep. Actually, I'm doing well, and you said great.
And I said, yeah.
Right, let's
yeah.
do take six, guys.
Take six.
Thank you. Thank you, Scripty.
Thank you, Scripty.
All right.
Cool. Well, guys, are we ready to get this podcast started like we always do?
I think so.
Head out onto the Twitterverse and see what is trending.
Because that's what we do.
Let me go into Twitter and see what is trending. We have hashtag The Masters, hashtag Game of Thrones, obviously. We got hashtag The Mandalorian. Winter is here for the throne. A lot of Game of Thrones stuff going on.
People are excited.
Hashtag Facebook down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, dang. Sunday Red, R-E-D, happy Game of Thrones, dang. Okay, lots and lots of Game of Thrones stuff, guys.
Sunday Red, I'm guessing that has to do with the Red Wedding or...
Probably.
Yeah, I was guessing
Good Sunday, Dustin. I don't know what Dustin's doing, but he's trending.
I'm glad Dustin's having a moment.
Tornado Watch, Tame Impala, Sunday Motivation.
Why don't we spit a little Game of Thrones cipher?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I can do it. We feeling good about that, gentlemen?
Yeah, I mean, it seems appropriate.
Cool.
Sorry, Dustin.
All right, let's just make sure we do an off-brand version of their instrumentals so we don't get sued again.
Yeah.
That keeps happening.
Lawsuits are coming.
Yes.
Lawsuits. Solid. All right, here we go. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh my goodness, wow, I'm filled with so much elation. In the mailbox I got a wedding invitation. Oh my goodness, I can't sleep in my bed. I'm gonna go to the wedding. Oh, the typeface is red. That isn't foreshadowing at all. I'm gonna go to this wedding. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Yeah, I'm here at this wedding. I'm feeling really, really glad. And oh my god, I just got stabbed. We're out here just dying and dying. Hey, we're out here just dying and dying. Hey, we're out here just dying and dying in the Game of Thrones. We're out here just dying and dying. Whoa, we're out here just dying and dying. Oh no, we're out here just dying and dying in the Game of Thrones.
I fight more and more. I'm fancy with the weapons. Yeah, I'm fancy with the sword. Oh yeah, I swing my shit like a fountain. Gonna fight this dude, man. They call him the mountain. Oh shit, man, I'm in that place. I'm over here gonna just cut up his face. Oh shit, yeah, I'm talkie-talkie. Fighting all this dude, man. I'm getting kinda cocky. And I like, oh shit, man. Yeah, you like the sound. I got the fountain, yeah, man. I got him on the ground, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm flaunting. I'm hyping up the crowd, I'm taunting. And oh shit, man, I'm down south. Oh shit, he hit me in my motherfucking mouth. Oh shit, man, it's not my belief. He knocked out all 32 of my my teeth. Oh, oh shit.
Dying and dying and dying. Dying and dying, dying, dying and dying, dying and dying. We're dying, we're dying, 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 dying. We're dying in the Game of Thrones.
Somebody pick up. I got some dragons. Look at me over here. They're spitting out some fire that everyone can hear. I'm gonna go up to the north where the White Walkers live. I'm gonna get them in the stomach with my shiv. I'm gonna take them out, cause I don't like zombies when they're going out and about. And then I go down to south where the queen lives and all her minions. And then I say, I'm done with you. Goodbye, I had no more for you. I'm gonna pass it off now to someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, dying and dying. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'll say no more. Don't worry, I'll just hold this door. Yeah, man, I will keep you safe. And I'll say one word right down to my grave. Okay, yeah, oh, don't know what's happening. Everybody with the last name Baratheon, they're off the map again. They're off the map again. And when we go ahead and we just start checking in, right over here, this attitude's revolting. I'm eating you up like the dogs of Ramsay Bolton. Yeah, oh man, I'm like starting my engine. I'm like your Uncle Benjamin. Don't mean to offend you, I'm not a pretender. Yeah, man, I will never just go and surrender, cause my shit is way too nice. Yeah, I got some heart of fire and some blood of ice. And I'ma keep on swinging my sword until they go ahead and give me an award. And I know that they will put me in the Hall of Flame. I'm burning all the competition like some green magic flame.
You're just living and living and living. You're living and living, living and living and living. He is living and living. Nobody else is living. He's living in the Game Oh, hi, everybody. It's me. I'm a cause a spark man. It's me, the author, George R.R. Martin. I know that I look a little bit weird with my sailor's hat, my glasses, and my full beard. And yes, I know that you all take a look. You got one question. When will you finish the last book? Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm leaving the nation. I'm taking my HBO residuals and going on a vacation. I will never finish the last book of the saga. I'ma say bye-bye. I don't even bother. I'm gonna go and live life with no harks. I'm gonna cut the book's head off like it was Ned Stark.
Hey. Yeah, that's the truth about fucking Game of Thrones. It lives and it dies.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess spoilers.
Oh.
We'll say it now because that's funnier.
Yeah, we'll say it now. But also, like, if you haven't seen that shit, like, where have you been since 2008? Or
busy.
Whenever.
Yeah. Working.
Or 10 or whenever it came.
Without HBO Go.
Yes, HBO Go. Oh, no.
HBO Go.
That's how people say it, right? HBO Go.
HBO Go.
Can I say one thing about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die.
It's true. Yes.
Did you just make that up?
No, I got that from a board somewhere nearby.
Nearby board.
Yeah.
Little Dope Town Dirt.
Little Dope Town Dirt. I wish we had a fucking soundboard.
It's true.
I would hit so many buttons all the time.
Just, yeah.
Our podcast will double in length.
Yep. Become an hour and a half just because I'm just like, whoop, whoop.
Oh, man. To give Sean a soundboard, it would be
a separate podcast. Soundboard with Sean.
For sure. So,
and how cool would that be if you could, like, rhyme with your soundboard?
Oh.
Yeah.
It would. It would add to the beats, I feel like.
But yeah. What if you like set up a rhyme and then accidentally hit the wrong effect and it just doesn't work?
Then you have to have that sound effect that's like wham wham or something kind of.
It's true. Like
you know I'd have it too.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Well, Zach, you summed up the rules of Game of Thrones so well. Those are also the rules of this podcast. Oh. You either tell a dope story or you die.
Or you die.
So... All right. What do you got for us, friend?
Okay, I think this is a dope story.
Friend? Nope, what do you got for us, friend?
He's like, okay.
Live or die situation.
I hope I win. all right, so years ago, I went to Japan for the first time with my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. This was my first time ever, and I wanted to make a good impression with her family and all her friends. So for one of the things we did when we were over there, we went down to Kyoto. We were mostly hanging out in, sorry, Tokyo and Nagano, but we went south for like a weekend trip to Kyoto. And we met up with an old college professor of hers. And he decided to take us to this very, very nice, expensive restaurant that everything was chicken. And it was like a 5, 6, 7 course meal. I was like, all right, this is really good. And I think about like the fourth course in, they came out and it was chicken sashimi. And I was like, oh, I know I shouldn't eat raw chicken. Everyone knows that. It's like salmonella. And I was like, I really don't want to seem rude right now. So I was like, you know what? I'll just eat one piece and hopefully I'll be okay. And so I ate the piece and I was fine in the moment, right? And then fast forward like maybe about a week later, we're back in Tokyo and I'm starting to feel like a little sick in my stomach. You know, it's kind of coming gradually and I'm like, ah, that's so great. One night we're out and about at like a concert and all night thing. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm really starting to feel sick. And then we were like, we were kind of far from where we were staying, but we were just going to walk back. So me and my girlfriend and our friends, we start walking back I'm just like getting sicker and sicker. I remember I stopped at a 7-Eleven to use the bathroom real quick, but it's still not fully like hit, right? And so we get back out there and we're walking. I'm just feeling like as worse as I've ever felt before in my life. I'm like, you know, I think I need to get a taxi. I need to get home like now. So we get a taxi. We get in the taxi and like I'm so close to shitting my pants. I'm just like, this is the worst I've ever felt about this. But I was like determined not to. You know, I was just like, because I don't want to shit my pants in front of everyone in this taxi. So
that's fair.
Yeah, of course, right? I think we've all been there in some form or another. I focused like I've never focused before. I was just like, you're not gonna shit your pants, Zach. And I was just like,
it became your mantra. Like,
I was basically, I was like, I was meditating and I was like keeping still. And I did it. It was like, you know, the mind over matter. It was like mind over gastrointestinal system. like I didn't shit my pants, got home, went upstairs, went right to the bathroom. And then just, I was on the toilet forever. Right. And then I just kept being sick for like days. And like, I was a little afraid to go to like the hospital. I was like, I'm in a foreign country. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, hopefully this will just pass, you know, like a food sickness or something.
Yeah.
And, I was sick for like a week and it just kept getting worse and worse. Oof. To the point where I was like, there was like days that I just like lied in bed and, couldn't really get out, just only to go to the bathroom. And then I started to kind of like, kind of a hallucination. Like basically I was like seeing these visions. It's like I basically was sane enough to know, okay, these are not real, but I was still seeing them. Wow. And one of them was like this purple dog. He's kind of cartoonish purple dog. I don't remember his name, unfortunately, but it was something like Snappy or something. I gave him this name. Like so, like Snappy or Lappy or so, I don't know. And he was like,
rhymed with Snappy.
I think it was
he's
something with a.
He's gonna be so offended.
Yeah. He was like my guide dog. Get away. Yeah, he probably is. He was like giving me. I don't remember everything, but it was like he was giving me good advice, and things were becoming very clear to me. And it was weird. I think I was like so sick. Like it, in some ways, my mind was like very clear. But then at like some point, I was like, I think I'm close to dying. I'm like, I think I need to go to the hospital. Oh, so we're like, all right, let's go to the hospital. And my girlfriend and her friend took me. And we got on that motorbike. We showed up at the hospital looking cooler than ever. Okay, no, that part didn't happen, obviously.
Sorry, guys. I'm still figuring out this soundboard over here.
Yeah, but we showed up. And then they're like, okay, we'll find a doctor that can like speak English and help you. I maybe had to wait like an hour and then the doctor helped me and she's like, okay, you have, it was actually called like it's something like Campylobacter or something like that. It's like a salmonella type, same like effect, same sickness. And then she's like, okay, let me prescribe you something. I went and got the medicine. The visit to the hospital and the medicine costs like less than $100, which is crazy when you compare it to here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got healthy within days, like, and then it was gone. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I waited a week to go do that. And I was like afraid to. One other thing, I also because there was like it took almost a week before it started. I started to get sick. Yeah. In between then, I got heat stroke. Totally unconnected. I went with my girlfriend and her parents to one of those like natural hot springs. Yeah. And it was so hot. But once again, I didn't want to seem rude. So I was like, I'm just going to stay in the water for a while. Way beyond the point I should have. And then I got sick and then I like got really pale and like so dehydrated. And I was like knocked out for like 2 or 3 days from heat stroke. So then I was okay.
This is all on the same trip.
This is all the same trip.
Wow. And then, how long was this trip?
The whole thing was like 5 weeks. And this was like in the middle of it. Yeah.
Long trip.
Yeah. It was a long trip. Yeah. It was great though. It was fun. But yeah. And then I was okay after that. But I felt like I almost died twice on the trip.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing, I think this was another time soon after then I went to Japan with her. The day before I went, I was like playing in like, basketball, like intramural kind of thing. And I remember my mom was like, "Hey, you shouldn't go play basketball because you might get hurt. You're leaving for Japan tomorrow." And I was like, I'll be fine." And then I literally that day, of course, I got injured. I was going for the ball, and my arm got like stuck in between some guy's legs, and he rolled it, and then it hyperextended and it bent the other way. So I was in a sling the whole trip, feeling like a dumb idiot. Like, yeah, I should listen to my mom. So. But most trips have been okay since then. Since I've gone back to Japan.
Knock on wood.
And this was your first time meeting like her family and everything.
Yes.
So
yeah.
what is their perspective on everything that's going on? Are they just and you and
they were very worried with the whole heat stroke thing. I don't think we told them about me getting sick until we went, because we were in Nagano, then we went to Tokyo, and then when we went back, mm-hmm. we told them then, so like not to worry anyone. Same with my mom. Did not tell her. I told her about the heat stroke, and she's like, "Oh my gosh,
right?
I can't believe that happened to you." She's like, "Please be careful." And then I got sick from the raw chicken.
I'm not telling anybody.
I was like, "I'm not telling her until I get back." I didn't. Yeah.
That's
I was
fair.
Just like, "Oh, it's too much." Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to know about the raw chicken situation, because if I was in Japan, I'd probably eat it too, because I'd be like, "Oh, well, you know."
Yeah,
they eat it. Yeah. It,
so. Yes. Right. And the guy that grew up there and went to like that restaurant a lot, he was fine. I'm like, okay, so I guess he grew up eating it and he's okay. Yeah. Not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Not me. Not this guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the pieces of advice
Snappy
gave you?
Oh my, you know what? I wish I knew details. I mean, I was like delirious in some way, so I don't mm-hmm. remember a lot of it. Another thing, by the way, I drew him, but I don't know where that drawing is. If I ever find that, I'm going to be so happy, but kind of remember, I'm not an artist by any means, but I was like, I got to draw what he looks like. And he looks like this very kind of cartoonish looking dog.
Like, are we talking Hanna-Barbera human clothes or?
Ooh, no, he wasn't wearing clothes, but I think, yeah, maybe along the lines of a sort of Hanna-Barbera
and
style.
And would he just be kind of just like sitting on like the bed?
Yeah, he could like, kind of stand, like he was like that sort of like, yeah, anthropomorphic kind of, but he was a dog though too.
Yeah. But on the back two legs,
but
using
back two legs,
his
yes.
front legs like hands.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Doling out advice, like, hey man. Just
lighting a cigarette, yeah. tapping it out the
You've
window.
You've got to go to the hospital. Are you sure, Snappy?
That's funny. Do you have a dog, or did you grow up with a dog?
I grew up with a dog, okay. But yeah, I don't have, we have two cats now, but.
Neither one's purple.
But did it kind of resemble like a dog that you had before?
I don't, maybe sort of, but not exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. Maybe there's a connection between my dog and this dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your brain was just like taking whatever it could from the recesses of your subconscious and just
you're
being
going
like,
insane. Yeah.
Get help. Seriously. Go ahead. We're trying everything.
You got to figure this out, man.
Information.
I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
like how sentient was Snappy, where he's just like
yeah.
conscious of his own existence. Like, yeah. I'm a cartoon dog.
Yeah.
You know, dogs don't stand. Yeah. Like this,
you go crazy.
You are going insane. This is what it feels like in the
when dogs cry.
Yeah,
I hate you, but I love you. I hate you less than I love you, so it balances out.
Because so I'm at an even. I'm indifferent about you.
You have a strong handicap.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's par.
Like on the golf course.
Yes. Yes, definitely like on the golf course. I definitely need to clarify for sure.
I'll take it. I'm terrible at golf.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty good.
I knew it.
Okay, fine.
I just needed to.
The great equalizer is taking Zora to like a mini golf where the sticks are like made for someone who's like 5 foot four.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they usually are there, right?
For our listeners, I am 8 feet tall.
Yes.
True. And the three of us are 3 feet-ish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiny people with a giant man.
Yeah, we have to stand on top of each other's shoulders when we go and hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Zach's normal height.
Yeah.
So.
just to paint the normal picture for you.
Yeah.
Just the average height.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you guys have any follow-up questions? My follow-up question is, you said it was Kyoto is where you ate the chicken.
Yes.
And that is like the historical sort of city and with the temples and everything.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And then your now wife's family do they all live in Tokyo
No, they live in Nagano, which is like maybe 4 hours or so from Tokyo.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I guess, northwest from there.
Okay.
It's like right by the mountains. Very cold.
Okay.
So whenever we go, we spend a lot of time between the two because a lot of our friends live in Tokyo.
Gotcha. So, and she grew up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Yeah, I feel good. Cool.
Nice. Let's do this.
All right. Love is on my lips. Yes, I'm gonna take a little trip. Yes. Yes, I will take a trip to the end of the earth. I'll meet my girlfriend's parents. Oh, yes, yes. What's happening? We're gonna go to Asia. We're gonna go to Japan. Yes, yes. Leaving all my bros on the West Coast. Fly to Tokyo.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, it's insane. Gonna take this little trip. Gonna go on this little plane all the way. All the way. Yeah, it's apparent. Gonna meet all the fam. Gonna meet all the parents. And
hey, Zach. As you're taking this ride, it's me coming from inside you. It's your innate sense of pride. When you meet your girlfriend's parents and you can't do anything that would be remotely embarrassing. No, don't put yourself last, cause if you whine at all, you'll be taken to task. Oh, just when you're in Tokyo, here's what you do. When you're in Japan, do as the Japanese do.
Yeah. I don't wanna be rude. I don't wanna show attitude. Yeah, I'll be the dude. Take all this stuff and eat all the food, yeah.
Chicken, right. Chicken.
Treat him like a king, yeah. So nice to meet you. Just meet us over at these hot springs. We'll eat some hot wings. This will remember, yeah. How are you liking it? Is it an okay temperature?
Yeah, it's totally fine. I'm here in the hot springs, and I'm not certainly gonna whine. I'm gonna stay in the hot springs from morning until night, and I don't care if I'm starting to see some spots, and the spots are looking real bright. I'm feeling fine.
Weather's changing from sunshine into showers. It's crazy because the whole family left like a couple hours ago, and I'm still sitting here to be polite. Man, I'll be sitting here way into the night. Don't wanna be offensive. Thinking all these thoughts, I'm being pensive. Yeah, oh, they're on the brink. Almost passed out, starting to sink.
Yeah. This is not a fucking joke. It's me, that bloke. You can call me a fucking heat stroke. I'm gonna get inside your head, make you wish that you were dead. I'm gonna give you a fever, and I'm gonna make you fucking sweat. Feel the bees dripping down your head into your nose. I'm that hot guy, and I've got my hot guy bros. Yeah, we make you hot, but also we look really good. We're here to turn up the temperature in your hood. Heat stroke, motherfucker. I don't care that you're with your lover. Got that heat stroke. Yeah, we're gonna make you sin. We're not gonna make you win. Heat stroke, you're not gonna ask for any medicine. Heat stroke. Knocked out. You in that fucking bed, and you creeping in your dreams. All you do for 5 days is fucking sleeping in that bed. Hey, Zach, you gotta wake up. Hey, Zach, you gotta wake up. Okay, Zach. This fact I will not flaunt. You've been asleep for 5 days. Let's get you some food. Let's go to a restaurant. All right. And I'm gonna take you to a restaurant. There's gonna be no elements of tricking. We're gonna take you to a restaurant where every dish is some form of chicken. Appetizer. It's chicken a la king. First course. It's just a normal chicken wing.
Second course.
It's chicken a la mode.
Third course.
It's chicken that we squashed on the road.
Yum. Fourth course.
It's chicken that I mashed up before I give it to you.
Okay.
Fifth course.
It's chicken that murdered someone. Here is the clue.
Yeah, here's the clue.
And here's the last thing you can see me. It is a dish that we call chicken sashimi. Sashimi? Sashimi?
Sashimi.
Yeah.
Say it with bravado. It's tomato, tomato. You can say it any other way, yeah, and you'll love it. Eat up all that shit. It will be good in your stomach.
Now
yeah.
I'm sitting in front of people that I want to like me. Only want this to go well. This shit is so just frightening. So I put on a smile and I'm picking up my fork. And I'm checking out this chicken. I would describe this as warmed. Not really cooked. I give it a look. The consistency's making me shook, but I'm looking around the table.
You won't throw up.
Really?
I've been eating that shit ever since I grew up.
Well, I guess.
So hold up. Put it in your mouth. Judgment. Put it in your mouth.
Shrug my shoulders, fuck it. You ain't ready for this. Oh, this is the chorus. Yeah, in a couple days, I'ma make sure your intestines be performing. I will transform it. I'ma make you sick. Cause I'm a dick. A germ up on this chick. And I'm the reason you all getting sick. And
worked in the stomach. Yeah, we're fucking frying. All the shit, yeah, you know it is multiplying. Yeah, the shit is resounding. We started out with two fucking shit, and now we're thousands.
We're thousands and millions and billions. We're really trill, kid. We're gonna make you think that we're about to fucking kill ya. We're gonna cause an equal and opposite reaction. But guess what? It's gonna be a delayed reaction.
This is delayed my new reaction. Home. Tokyo's Osmosis Jones.
Action. It's a delayed reaction. Osmosis Jones in your stomach.
Yeah, I'm going something fierce. I don't care if you got some medicine played by David Hyde Pierce. You can ask anybody around the fucking block. We're gonna pop these white blood cells. I don't care if they're played by Chris Rock.
Osmosis Jones.
I don't care if you heard me. We're gonna turn you into a gross Bill Murray. We don't care that you're with your fucking lover. Our journey was directed by the fucking Fairley Brothers.
Barely brothers of shit, cause it's not gonna be like home. We're gonna be in your stomach, gonna be like Orlando Jones in your stomach. Yeah, oh shit, man, you gonna go all the way from it. In your esophagus, you stopping this, you dropping this, you doing this. Yeah, cause you got this shit, man, your virus. Oh shit, it's like Osiris. You're gonna be throwing up all the shit, cause you know it. Throwing up all the motherfucking toilet.
But on the outside, I smile. I'm feeling great. Oh man, I just think this is an awesome 5-week date. And so we're hanging out with all of our homies, and we are not yet thinking of matrimony, but we're just looking over here, man. Oh, look at this palace. Man, this is so good. I feel the opposite of malice. I'm drinking out of this chalice. I'm drinking out of this water. Oh man, and inside all of a sudden I feel like I have a slaughter.
Hey, guess what? Your girlfriend. Yeah, I wanna flirt.
Okay.
Let's hang out tonight and go to this concert.
How long is the concert, if you don't mind?
It's gonna be maybe like a long time.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So like an all-nighter?
Yeah, but just be like a fighter. Guess what? You're being light like a lamp.
Right.
I appreciate your attitude. You're being a champ.
Thank you, and you have been such a kind host. And I am hoping that the location might be close to where we're staying.
Yeah, we're fucking slaying. But don't worry, because my parents are paying for everything.
Okay.
Yeah. But be glad it.
Great.
But remember, everything, it's mind over matter.
Mind over matter.
Mind over matter. Mind over matter. Call out the chatter. That's okay. If I just focus, then my pants won't not get splattered. That's all right. I'm gonna be good. Man, I'm not gonna frown. I'm gonna focus right now. I'm a hold in this brown.
Oh, hi, mind. I see you're trying to chatter. It's me, your arch nemesis. You can call me Matter. Yeah, now here's the plan, bro. I only give a shit about the things that's tangible. I'm gonna attack your mandible. I'm gonna attack your spine to your stomach. I'm gonna make your brain go watch your butthole make it plummet. Yeah, yeah, that's the shit, bro-y bro. I'm dealing with the shit that is very corporeal. Fuck you, brain.
Fuck you, Matter. Okay, I'm in charge. I am the organ here, and I am organ at large. I operate everything. I hold this shit down. Literally, I can focus, and I'll hold this shit down.
I see.
Yes, hold it down. Yeah, I'm the thinker. I will hold it down with my mind and use my sphincter. Yeah, I'll hold this down. Yeah, I won't do it. Do it. Yeah, I won't screw it. And I'll hold all the shit. Hold all the shit. All the way to my dome. I'll hold it, all that shit, all the way till we go home. Yeah, I won't be like Flaxy Flaxy. Hold in my shit in this motherfucking taxi.
I ain't gonna shit in my pants. Not gonna shit in my pants. There's not a chance. I ain't gonna shit in my pants. Don't even glance right down at my pants.
Hello, hello over there. I am the taxi driver. What's going on in the back? I see you're having a little problem, and yet your name is Zach. Looks like you are thinking a lot right now. So why don't you tell me what's on your mind, and then we can go downtown.
Everything's fine.
I don't think so. You seem to be squinting.
Everything's fine.
You seem to be sweating, and you seem to be thinking.
Everything's fine.
I hear some rumblings. What I want to tell you right now is, whatever you do, don't you go shit down in my back house. That's what I call my taxi, because I live here. Things aren't going well, because my wife left me, so I love her dear. But I'm trying to hang in there. So anyways, I sleep there, so just take care.
Not gonna shit in my pants. Now this taxi driver makes me fully understand.
Not gonna shit in my pants.
Not gonna shit in my pants. Gonna shit in my pants.
And so Zach avoided that doom. He waited till he got to the bathroom. And then, okay, yeah, he was on the toilet for a very long time. And he started to toil, kid. But then he went into his bed. And then this is the next thing that somebody said. He appeared as a vision whole hog. Oh my goodness, is that a Hanna-Barbera cartoon dog? What's your name, dog?
Hail Snappy. Hail Snappy. I'm just a figment of your imagination, trying to make you happy. Yeah, this is really a pain. I'm showing up to tell you that you're going insane.
Oh,
yep, it's a problem, not a trick. I'm only here because your brain is really, really sick.
Oh yeah, my head is breaking like a leg. I'm seeing a cartoon standing on his legs. I can't believe, man, I'm hurtful. This fucking dog is like multicolor purple.
Yeah, this is not as weird as it gets. I'm gonna open this window and conjure a cigarette. And yeah, I know you're gonna probably not listen to me as I go and make me some coffee.
Give me some shit, give it to me like twice. I need some shit, give me that good advice. I need that shit. Yeah, yeah, I'm a sog. You're my cartoon dog. You remind me of a dog that I had, man, it's it. You were good dog, your name was fucking Fritz.
Well, thank you, I'll take that. Well, oh my gosh, sir, but if you want my advice, you should have gone to a doctor before I got her, because now I'm here. And that just says that there's something in your mind to fear.
In my mind, yeah, it's inside. Are you telling me a lesson about my big ass pride?
Nope, I'm saying that you're really, really close to almost dying. And so you need to start going, or the people who'd like you will just be crying. You will no longer be supplying any breath or air. You'll be dying.
Hey, dog, I guess what? You're hanging out in the post. Are you telling me that to my girlfriend I should propose?
No, I'll say you'll be a ghost if you don't just go now.
I won't be slow now. I think I see what you're saying. Yeah, I won't be a dick. Yeah, I get the message. I'm not gonna be like fucking thick.
Okay, but just please elaborate, because so far I don't feel that you have got what I'm trying to conversate.
Conversate, not so I will great. Be unstoppable. Uh-huh. It finally sunk in. You're telling me to go to hospital.
Okay. Yeah, they're going and they're checking my vitals. How am I getting there? On a dope motorcycle. Yeah, oh man, I'm not cocky. I'm showing up riding on a cool Kawasaki.
Yeah, 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 I ain't no fool. I don't care if I'm sick, I'm still gonna look cool. Yes, I took the advice from my dog, but I'm still gonna show up in my fucking hole.
Snappy in a sidecar.
Hey, hey.
Got those goggles on, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Snappy in a sidecar.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even own this motorcycle. Stole it.
Hey, hey.
I will control it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my whole shit locked down. And now I'm just going round through.
Hi, it's me, a medical doctor. Your motorcycle, admittedly, it rocks, sir, but you can't park it inside the waiting room. Just go ahead here before you meet your doom.
Sorry for the fumes. I haven't started it. I know that I'm having really hard shits, and by hard shits, I mean they're liquefied. And my dog Snappy here says I almost died.
Okay, well, yes, you're in pain. I'm going to say the name of the strain that's causing you this pain, that's making you go insane, and there is no blame. Please don't feel any shame. The name of the disease, one more time.
Campylobacter?
Yes, yes, that is the factor. I can tell you're an actor. You need your whole body. Here's some medicine. It's not very shoddy. It's high quality. You're seeing to me. And guess what? Guess what? Before you start not to breathe, guess how much this medicine costs?
I don't know. It'll come at a loss of an arm or a leg or a couple freaking thousand. I don't know, but I don't know how, man, I will just afford this. I must say, I guess it's my time to go away, cause I know I cannot pay whatever the cost is. I know that it must be so fucking exhaustive. I'm like, oh my gosh, it must be so expensive.
Hey, guess what? It's only 200. Don't be so pensive.
What the fuck is happening over here? Why is medicine so much cheaper? Oh my god. Oh my god, I am feeling so great. 72 hours later, I feel deeper to my connection, and there's no infection. Now I'm feeling this medicine has given me some protection. I'm not detecting any sort of virus. Oh man, I know that I can just go and smile. Oh, oh. Shit. Whoa.
Inside. I'm trying. Oh, yeah, I'm dying. I ain't multiplying. Yeah, we're fucking in that shit. Man, we're gunning and gunning. We're fucking drumming and I'm coming out the shit. Yeah, cause that gap, I'm finishing the medicine. Yeah, I'm dead. I ain't got that fucking cred. Yeah,
hey,
I'm
germ.
Dead.
It's me, another germ. It looks like we're losing our home. All of our friends and family dying like we're some sickness Game of Thrones. There's no mercy. This is our last fucking versy. This medicine's taking us to a funeral like a medicine hearse.
Yeah, it's insane. We're going to a different plane. I'm gonna kill this dude named Stefan. Gonna infect them in fucking heaven. Cause that's what we do. Virus got attitudes. We can't help it cause that's what we motherfucking just do.
Oh, it's maybe a year later, and it's me, Zach. I'm going back to Japan, I'm gonna go back. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I'm feeling so good. But first I'm gonna go play some ball on this floor of wood. It'll be alright, I'm gonna do just fine. I'm gonna do a layup, and then I'm gonna make it mine. I promise I won't get hurt. This trip's gonna be different. I know this time for sure.
Yeah, I'm in the fucking middle. I dribble, dribble, cause I'm fucking little. Yeah, I'm on that shit. I attack. I'm gonna cross over this dude. His name is Zach.
And I'm the other guy who's 3 feet tall, standing on his shoulders while we're playing basketball. And so unfortunately, it was a fluke. His arm got caught between my legs when we tried to juke.
Yeah, tumble, tumble. His leg is in the, wrapped up, it is in trouble. Yeah, that is his leg. Yeah, it's alarm.
Oh,
and
shit.
It looks like his twisted fucking arm. Yes.
Oh my god, Zach, that really looks bad. I am sorry. I am hoping that you are not mad. And
don't
we'll do whatever
mad.
You want us to do today. But I just want to check in. Are you okay?
Yeah. The thing that sucks is that we're in America. If I was in Japan, it wouldn't cost much more than $100, yo.
Yeah. I don't mean to bring bad news, but guess what? I'm going to give you a sling, and guess what? How much it costs?
$2,000.
Yes, that's the cost. $2,000 for a sling.
Hey,
yeah,
hey.
It's not fair. $2,000 for a sling. That's hey. Obamacare. Oh. Sorry. But you in the lottery. put you in that shit, but you went off the hip, pin that arm sling on a trip.
And guess what? It's me, Snappy, again. I'm here to give you another lesson in the land of yen. Here's what I'll say without a single scare. The moral of the story, universal health care.
Hey.
I'm a political dog.
Healthcare. Healthcare, guys. Take care of yourself.
It's true.
Definitely.
How'd that feel, Zach? Well,
that was great. Yeah. Oh, man. That was so fun to relive all those moments with you guys.
Yeah.
It made the whole thing worth it.
Awesome.
Not necessarily like marrying your wife.
Oh, no. Yes, that as well. But like, but it's funny because in some ways it's like this like traumatic thing, you know, but it. I'm fine, but like hearing you guys like do it, I was like, oh, this is a fun time that I went through. It's like a happy
memory. We turned it into
now.
Art. We turned that shard to art.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was the most elegant use of shard that I've ever heard.
Thank you, right?
Cool, man. So where can we find you on the social medias?
I'm on Instagram, Real Zach Olson.
Okay.
Not that fake shit.
Not that fake shit. Yeah.
Olsen, S-E-N?
S-E-N, yes. O-L-S-E-N. And Zach, Z-A-C-H. And Real, R-E-A-L. And the @.
All
right. I did it all backwards.
Baywatch Watch. Tell us a little bit about it. What can we expect?
Yes, it's on Campfire Media as well. It is a deep dive into the world of Baywatch. We are going to watch every episode of it. We're going to discuss it in great details. We're going to rock out on the beach. Yeah, it's very fun. The show is not a particularly good show, as I'm sure you guys have all seen Baywatch.
Baywatch?
Yes.
I think it's fun.
It's very fun.
Touchstone.
Yes,
it sure is.
Yes. So it's fun to dissect it, basically.
They're going to put it in the Smithsonian.
Mm.
It's you know what, touchstone. Honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if one of the bathing suits was in the Smithsonian. Like, it was like a huge part of the 90s, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'll be there.
We'll be there on our social media pages. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at DopeTown3000. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. We really love hearing what y'all think, your support, what you're into.
Yep.
Thank you so much again, Zach, for coming on the show.
Thank you, DopeTown 3000. I so much enjoyed this.
We got Zora B. Kangaga.
Hey.
We got Sean motherfucking Fisher. I'm Greg Smith, and as we say at the end of every DopeTown 3000 podcast,
drop the knowledge.
Genius comes from the mouths of cartoon dogs.
Yes, 'twas written in the book of Greg Smith.
Snappy.
You're leaving Dubtown.
Did you know that you're a big fan of Baywatch? Well, you will be after you hear our show, Baywatch Watch. I'm Ryan, Ray-Ban's Count's House.
I'm Zach, Zerf's Up Olson.
I'm Heather, Heatwave Higginbotham.
New episodes every Friday on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Get wet.
We're going to get soaked.
Campfire.